சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்
வேதாந்த டிண்டிமஹ. இது ஸ்மால் பிரகரண கிரந்த கன்சிஸ்டிங் ஆஃப் 94 ஸ்லோகாஸ் ரிட்டன் பை நிருசிம்ஹ சரஸ்வதி, ஹூ லிவ்ட் 500 இயர்ஸ் பிஃபோர். திஸ் நிருசிம்ஹ சரஸ்வதி இஸ் எ கிரேட் ஸ்காலர். ஹீ ரோட் எ கமெண்டரி upon Vedanta Sara text which we had seen before. He wrote a commentary upon that called Subodhini. Subodhini, a commentary. The author of this Vedanta Dindima wrote commentary to Vedanta Sara. That Vedanta Sara was written by Sadananda, Swami Sadananda. This text is not teaching any Vedanta prakriyas or process in the form of shravanam or mananam, but this is a nididhyasana grantha like Ashtavakra Gita. One more nididhyasana grantha. But it is not a totally Niridhyasana Grantha, but it is a Niridhyasana Anga Grantha. Almost it is a Niridhyasana Grantha, we can say, but not totally. To understand this Vedanta Dindima, one has to complete Bhagavad Gita 18 chapters and 10 Upanishads. They alone can draw the full benefit of this text. Without 18 chapters Bhagavad Gita study or 10 Upanishadic study, if anyone comes to this Vedanta Dindima class, they get a very little benefit, not much, because this is not for a beginner or a learner. This is an advanced grantha. That is why it is for contemplation. Contemplation is what? For the recollection of the teaching, what I have received from my teacher. That is why this grantha is very, very important for internalization of the teaching, whatever I have received. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. Brahman is real, Brahma Satyam. Jagan Mitya, world is unreal. Jivo Brahmaiva, I the Jiva am Brahman. Naparaha, I am not anything else other than Brahman. Here, the author, Nrisimha Saraswati, is collecting all the Vedic statements. He is not going to teach anything newly. He extracts that all Acharya's teachings from various texts, from various Upanishads, those Acharya's already taught to their Shishyas, through their Prakarana Granthas. He extracts everything and he writes here. It is a collection, like. That is why each shloka is an independent shloka. No progressive way of teaching in this text. Every shloka is an independent shloka. There is no connection. Each shloka you can listen happily. This is one way, it is easy. But the subject of that every shloka is terse. The terms, the content, the tatparyam of the shloka is tough. even though it is not progressive, we have to be very, very, very agile, alert to the Upanishadic statements. So it is like a juice. I told you, no, extraction. It's like a juice of Vedanta. Vedantic essence he has brought out in this small text. Sachidanandendra Saraswati wrote a commentary. That is the book what I have given to you, Sanskrit version. On this Vedanta Lindima, Sachidanandendra Saraswati has written a commentary. His commentary is available in that book. That commentary is in Sanskrit. Verses are in Sanskrit. We don't get any English translation for this book. Not available. So since you are all advanced students, because this is the first place where I have started my Vedanta classes, almost from 18 years these classes are going on. So I consider you are all advanced students. You can follow Sanskrit. You can understand. You need not look into the Bhashyam or commentary of that Acharya. But shlokas are in Sanskrit. Like Ashtavakra Gita, you won't get any meaning here. But English transliteration version also I have given. That is also only Moolam is there. So you have to depend totally on me. Whatever I teach is final. The entire Vedic Upanishadic teaching. This is the background of the text. Now let us come to the title of the text. What is the title the author gave? The title is Vedanta Dindimaha. Vedanta Dindimaha. Dindima means a drum, a beating instrument. Drum means not that you use for filling the water. So, not that drum. We also keep drums at home and to fill the water. Here the drum is an instrument that they beat. Dhakka they say. The beating drum they use for the purpose of announcement. For the purpose of announcement, public open announcement. Announcement is called dindima. What they used to do those days, olden days, the kingdoms, rajas, those days no mics and all, no technology. So they want to send a message to the people in the kingdom, to the streets. The rajas, messenger, one person has come, and that drum will be there. He play that drum. And all people come, gather there. So some message Raja is going to give. Through Raja, message has come, let us go and listen. So all people gather and the person, Raja said this is announcement of Raja. He make an announcement. Then all people come there, gather. So the instrument is played to gather people's attention. To gather people's attention, they play that. Even modern days also you can see in our street shows, road show, when the tribal families, they come with small children also, they come and they do some gymnastics on the road. Before they start that performance, what they do? They play a drum and they walk on the whole street, playing the drum and walk in the street, so that people all come out, and then immediately they tie a rope this and to a two poles, and they start walking on the rope and doing lots of exercises and all. So, primarily, drum means a beating instrument. Primarily, the meaning of the drum is a beating instrument. But implied meaning is proclamation. Rakshanaya. Implied meaning is called proclamation or announcement. Now, for this text, why that Nrisimha Saraswati gave that name Dindimaha? Proclamation of what? Announcement of what? Public announcement on what? He says, Vedanta Dindimaha. I want to proclaim the Vedic teaching. I want to announce publicly, openly, or proclaim the Vedic statements. Vedanta Dindimaha. That Vedic teaching. Vedic teaching, the entire Vedic teaching, I want to proclaim publicly, openly, for all people, through internet. Okay. So that nook and corners of the people can listen, and they will be attracted to this Vedic teaching. So you are all attracted from past 18 years, some of you, some are from 10 years, some of you are from 5 years, somehow or other you are attending regularly. So Nrisimha Saraswati thought you are all deserve to listen this proclamation, because you are all my audience, because you all can understand what are the Vedic statements. So with this background, we will enter this text proper. To understand about this text, if I give one example, it is very nice. He is not writing anything separately, I said. So he is presenting, it is like presenting a bouquet. Presenting a bouquet. Paramarthananda Swamiji says, it is like presenting a bouquet. Bouquet, what this person does, you know, when he wants to give a bouquet, to prepare a bouquet, he goes to a garden and get lot of flowers, colorful flowers, and bring all of them put together, different colors, and make it a nice, beautiful bouquet, and present. But this person who is preparing the bouquet never sow the seed, nor he take care of the trees. He never pour water, he never do anything to that tree. Just he walks and get flowers, prepare the bouquet. Hello, how are you now? Nice, greetings now. Like that Nrisimha Saraswati, taking all the Vedic statements from all acharyas, whatever method they have followed, they have taken, that he takes those flowers. From each Upanishad you can take, each statement is like a flower. He put all flowers in a Vedanta Dindima bouquet. Okay. Now let us read the first shloka. Repeat after me.
वेदांत दिंडिमा तत्त्वम् एकमुद्घोषयन्ति यत् आस्तां पुरस्तात् तत्तेजः दक्षिणामूर्ति संहितम्.
This is a prayer verse or Mangala Shloka, Prarthana Shloka. Every author, when he begins his writing, the text, they seek the blessings of the Lord. They seek the blessings of the Lord for the purpose of the successful completion of the book. The purpose of this prayer is seeking the Lord's blessings for the successful completion of the text. Vighna Nivaranartham. Without any obstacle, let me complete this textbook so that I can give to the people without any obstruction. We should not stop in the middle. It has to be completed. Then only other people can study. So I seek the blessings of the Lord for that. Vighna Nivaranartham Mangala Shlokaha Prarthana. This is the one purpose. Second idea of this prayer is, he is asking, let that God, that Paramatma, may enter. Enter means bless me, that my intellect should remember all the teaching, whatever I want to present. There should not be any obstruction in my intellect. All views, all thoughts should come at the right time while I am writing. Let the Paramatma help me to my intellect to be very, very active, exactly what tatparyam I have to do. Without Ishvara Anugraha, it is very difficult to remember the whole Vedantic teaching to put on a paper. It's not so easy. Therefore, I seek the blessings of the Lord so that my intellect be fully complete, filled with that knowledge, so that I can put on the paper writing. So that is the desire of that author. We can take that prarthana as an ashirvachanam. Ashirvada. Seeking ashirvada from the Lord for a listener, for a reader. Who is the listener, reader? Shishya. For Shishya's sake also, for the listener's sake also, the author is praying. What is that prayer? This is the prayer. Let this text, my writing, Vedanta Vindima, should help the listener or the reader. Reader means reader plus listener. Okay. Get the Brahma Jnanam, Paripurna Brahma Jnanam, by studying this text. The author's sankalpa is that when he is writing a text, he is thinking, my listeners, that means my readers of this book, should get the full benefit. Oh God, make my grantha so purposeful, meaningful for all people. Sankalpa, you see, satya sankalpa. The sankalpa is very important. Every author, when they are writing a text, a book, they all have that intention. They should reach to many people. They should give lot of benefit to all of them. So that is the intention. Asirvachanam. Seeking asirvachanam from the Lord, blessings from the Lord for the listener also. That is the prayer. So now we look into the word-to-word meaning. Vedanta dindimah yat ekam tattvam udghoshayanti. Vedanta dindimah is in plural. Dindimah means many Vedic proclamations. Dindimah means proclamations, announcements. Proclamations of what? Vedanta dindimah. Vedic proclamations, Vedic teachings, Upanishadic teachings, Upanishadic sayings, Vedanta Dindima. Yet ekam tattvam. What is that Vedic proclamation regarding what? Yet whatever is there, yet tattvam. Ekam tattvam. Ekam means advaita tattvam. Ekam means advaitam. Non-dual. Ekam means non-dual. Advaita tattvam. Tattvam means பரம் பிரம்மா. சத்து மீன்ஸ் பிரம்ம, சத்ய பாவஹா சுப்ரீம் பிரம்மன் இத்யர்த்தா. That Vedic declaration is nothing but is about Supreme Brahman who is non-dual. Advaitam Brahma ityartha. Tattva means Param Brahma Rupam. The nature of Supreme Brahman, the truth. Tattva means what? The truth. The content, the tatparyam. Ekam Tattvam உத்கோஷயந்தி. உத்கோஷயந்தி மீன்ஸ் உத்கோஷா மீன்ஸ் லவுட்லி, லவுட் ப்ரொக்ளமேஷன். உச்சைஹி கோஷ மீன்ஸ் லவுட்லி கோஷயந்தி, லவுட்லி டிக்ளேர்ட், லவுட்லி ப்ரொக்ளைம்ட். தேர் ஆர் சோ மெனி ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ். தேர் ஆர் மகாவாக்கியானி அவாந்தர வாக்கியானி மீன்ஸ் தேர் ஆர் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் விச் ஆர் செகண்டரி அண்ட் விச் ஆர் பிரைமரி. அவாந்தர வாக்கியானி அர்த்தவாத வாக்கியானி, தேர் ஆர் மெனி ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் இன் தி வேதாஸ் உபனிஷத். பட் பை ஆல் தோஸ் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் யூ கேனாட் கெட் ஜீவ ஆத்ம பரமாத்ம ஐக்கிய ஜானம். ஆல் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் கெனாட் கிவ் ஜீவாத்ம பரமாத்ம ஐக்கிய ஜானம். Only Mahavakyas only can give Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Jnanam. That is called Tattva, the reality. The reality. Tatparya Nischayaha. Arrived at Tatparya Nischayaha, the content, the core of Upanishadic teaching is called Tattva. That is Dindima. Not other statements are all proclaimed. Other statements are not proclaimed. They are also there, but the final gold medal, cup, gold cup is what in Mahavakya. That is the meaning of Tattvam Parabrahma Rupam Ekam Udghoshayanti, proclaimed. Therefore what he is asking now, such a proclamations I want to present, therefore I seek Dakshinamurti blessings. Dakshinamurti samyitam tat tejaha. Very beautiful idea he is presenting. Another aside point, some people think this text is written by Adi Shankaracharya. There are books, same text, they give the author name Adi Shankaracharya. So now we are following this. Narasimha Saraswati author only wrote this book, that is we are following, because Paramarthananda Swamiji followed that. Therefore I am also taking that only. Even some people written books also, translations also in different languages as Shankaracharya's writing. Okay, if you see anywhere such a book, don't get any doubt, confusion and all. That's why I'm telling. Now, tat tejaha, yat tattvam ekam, ekam tattvam, that which is the supreme Brahman reality proclaimed in Vedic teaching, tat, that param brahma, tejaha is brilliant, effulgent. Tejaha means what? The one who illumines the even sun, moon, stars. Tejaha. Na tatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam. Who is the illuminator of the all luminaries? Tatu tejaha nirgunam brahma. All the way has come to what? Dakshina Murti Samyitam. That Nirgunam Brahma alone has come for the sake of Upasana. The Lord Shiva taken the form of Dakshina Murti. It's very prasiddh. Samyitam means what? It's well known. Very much well-known prasiddhi, well-known samgitam dakshinamurtihi. Why is called dakshinamurtihi? Murti means the form. Lord Shiva has taken the form of dakshinamurti for the purpose of what? Upasana. That Nirgunam Brahma has come in the form of Saguna Ishvara for the sake of upasana, meditation. So such dakshinamurti, whose face is turned towards southern side. Dakshina means southern side. Murtihina, whose form, whose face is turned towards southern side. Dakshina Murtihina. People are afraid of doing namaskara, that's why. Therefore, when they want to do namaskara, Swamini, turn this side. Suppose we are turning to dakshina side, they don't want to do namaskara. Either eastern or western one, they look into that. So people are afraid of southern side. Why they are afraid of southern side, you know? You know. Yamadharma Rajas is there, you know, the people have that thought. Therefore, don't turn southern side. What about Dakshinamurti? He is facing southern side. Jnanamurti, no? That is why he is never afraid of Yamadharma Raja. On the other hand, Yamadharma Raja is under his control. Let's say Lord Shiva's name is what? Kala Kalaha. Yamalitti Yamanna Nartham. Yamadharma Raja is a Kalaha. Time principle is in his hand. That Kalaha, Yamadharma Raja, is under the control of this Shiva, Lord Shiva, who is in the form of Dakshinamurti. Therefore, Dakshinamurti is not afraid of Dakshinam. He is a Kala Kalaha. Therefore, never afraid of southern side. Okay. You are all advanced Vedantic students, you know. Therefore, we need not afraid of. Then such Dakshinamurti, such Tejaha, who is brilliant, who is luminous, self-effulgent, Mama Purastat Astam. Mama, you have to supply there. Mama Purastat, in front of me, let Dakshinamurti come. He is asking for his sakshatkara. Let that Dakshinamurti come and stand in front of me. I want the sakshatkara of Dakshinamurti before starting my writing this text. I want his sakshatkara. That is one meaning. Purasthat astam, may he come and stay in my heart and help me to write this. That is why every teacher, when they sit and speak, it is a vyasapitham. Pujya Swamiji always says, we are all like pipelines. We are all like pipelines in the Ganga. Jnana Ganga is flowing. Every ghat you sit and dip there and come back. Adhanari, all teachers are like ghats. So there, and the Jnana Ganga is flowing, you go and dip there and come back. Like that, let that Dakshinamurti give a vision to me. Or be in my heart. So if the blessings are there, so I can remember all the time. And when I'm writing, as I'm writing, it should go flow fast. Without keeping pen sometimes down and thinking what to write. It is not so. That as I am starting writing, it has to flow like anything. You know, gushing out the thoughts. The Vedantic statement should gush out as I am writing. Flow and much. That's flow. Free flow of writing. See, author, how difficult. 94 slokas. He is seeking such a great blessing from the Lord. Mama Purastad Astam. Astam, let the Dakshinamurti stand in front of me. Astu Dhatu. Float. பிரதம புருஷ ஏகவச்சனம் ஆஸ்தாம் ஆசாதாம் ஆசதாம். Therefore, this Lord Shiva only is in the form of Dakshinamurti. Don't think Shiva is different, Dakshinamurti is different. For that they say, Shambho Murti Bhuvane Shankaracharya Rupa. Even Shankaracharya is also, Adi Shankaracharya is the form of Lord Shiva only. Sakshat Shiva Rupam. Therefore, this Namaskara is not only one Dakshinamurti Guru, but all Guru Parampara. This is my Prarthana. So all Acharyas must bless me. We seek blessings, no? If we have blessings only, you can listen Shastra also without any obstacle. Pratibandha Rahita Jnanam. Adhi Bhautika, Adhyatmika, Adhi Dairika, Vijnani. They should not come and obstruct. Until I get Jnana, Nishtha, Aham, Brahma, Asmi, not verbally, not only quoting mantras and mantras and numbers also. Some people know numbers also. This mantra comes in so and so Upanishad, so and so place. Do you know the meaning? Adhita Teriyadana. So there is no use of that. Each mantra, its meaning has to be assimilated. This is fact. That is called Nishtha. Okay. Now he is entering the proper text. Second shloka. Atmanatma padarthau dvau. Bhoktrubhogyatvalakshanau. Brahmaivatmana dehadihi. Ve iti Vedanta Dindimaha. Almost all slokas are same. The second line, second quarter is same. Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. Only first sloka and last sloka not there. But other, so 92 slokas, iti Vedanta Dindimaha, iti Vedanta Dindimaha. Does the Vedic teaching proclaim? Does the Vedic statements proclaim? So I need not translate. One and a half sloka, if I translate, I comment the meaning enough. Okay, we can save lot of time. Now you know what is Vedanta Dindimaha. It is Vedanta Dindimaha. What is that proclamation? Vedic teaching. So each sloka he takes a Upanishadic statement. Straight away he won't say. You can see the content of that sloka based on either one Upanishad or other. But thank God that the commentator, Sanskrit commentator, Satchidanandendra Saraswati has written those slokas. You can see that numbers also they have given. So namak homework ke seva ille. So you can recollect all those Upanishadic mantras. But don't read that commentary when I am teaching here. After the class you go home and read the commentary. Before coming also don't read. If you read and come, your mind will be blocked. That happens. Let's say never read any sutra or mantra or sloka before you are coming to the class. Mama Swami is solla poranga. Swami is going to talk about this mantra sloka. Let me prepare and go on. That's a great obstacle. Biggest obstacle. So what I have to do? After listening, go home. If you are interested in Bhashyam, that commentary Sanskrit, if you are well versed in Sanskrit, you read that time. That is the suggestion. Okay? This is a suggestion. If you are want to get the full benefit. Otherwise, unnecessary doubts will arise, and when you are listening to me, that points will be in your mind, and when you are listening also, these points will not enter. There is many times we miss the teaching, proper teaching. Many students does that. That's why if you are totally unintelligent also, useless. If you are too much intelligent also, useless. That's what Shastra says. Totally unintelligent, dull person without knowing the language, no use at all. Suppose konja over intelligent, konja language, idella theriyum, I can understand, reading books habit some people have that, suppose they, and the curiosity, no? Lot of curiosity. Enna daadu irukkaru? What he has said, let me see, you know. Because each word has got its own meaning. That's why Guru Parampara, they say. Very, very difficult to stop the trim the curiosity. Very difficult to trim the curiosity. So that's why to be a genuine student, it's not a joke. It's not easy. Very genuine student, and the Shastra will bless us. Very difficult otherwise. Now look into the shloka. What I want to say, the shloka, he gives one prayer he gives. In this one prayer, second shloka, another prayer, like that he is gone giving prayers. Two. That's how beautifully he presents. Let us see the shloka. Atma anatma padarthau dvau. There are two padarthas in the world. Two things. There are only two. No third one. Asar says, Nrisimha Saraswati says, there are only two things. What are they? Atma and anatma. Atma means self. Anatma means non-self. Atma means self. Anatma means non-self. Atma anatma. Padarthau dvau. Two padarthas. Two things, two entities. Padartha manna, edo padartha edukkathu. Padartha means two entities are there. Atma one padartha, anatma second padartha. Two padarthas are there. Two entities are there. What do you mean by atma entity? What do you mean by anatma entity? Atma is this, anatma is this. He is presenting. There are two entities. Among those two entities, one is Atma, the self. Second one is Anatma, the non-self. Atma means Bhoktru, Bhokta ityarthaha. Atma means Bhokta. Bhokta means experiencer. Bhokta means experiencer. You know, Atma is equal to Bhokta. Bhokta is equal to experiencer. Experiencer. What about anatma? Bhogyan. Bhogyatva lakshanau. Lakshanam means what? Characteristics. Characteristics, nature. Lakshanam, the nature. The nature of atma is bhokta nature. Experiencer nature. The nature of anatma is bhogyam. Bhogya means an object. Bhokta is the subject. Bhogya is an experienced object. It is called Bhogyam. So the experiencer, subject, Bhokta, experience, whatever he experience, it comes under experienced object. Whatever comes under experienced object is anatma. Whatever comes under experienced object is known as anatma. The experiencer of this object is atma, the self, bhokta, the subject. Am I teaching anything new? No. But same thing, very important point he puts in the second shloka, you see. So, atma, anatma means bhokta, bhogyam. Maati podakudadu. Don't change. Atma is bhogyam. Anatma is bhokta. So carefully we have to put in the same slot. Atma is bhokta, experiencer of what? Anatma. Anatma means world, experienced objects. So what? So what? Anatma is unreal. Atma is real. since Atma is real, experiencer is real. Since Anatma is unreal, the experience object is unreal. Object is unreal. What is that object? Experience object Anatma is what? That is the entire world. Idam, whatever you say, Idam, that is Anatma. This, whatever you say, it comes under the world, objectifiable world. Anatma, unreal, experienced object, objectifiable thing, entity is Anatma, that is Mithya. Whatever is unreal is Mithya. Mithya means unreal, seemingly appeared. Mithya definition is what? That which appears seemingly, which is not real on verification. How you define Mithya? Mithya is that which seemingly appear, but on verification it is falsified. What is the example? Arsenic, marriage water. Similarly, the entire world is like marriage water. It appears as an object in front of you, but on inquiry, it disappears. How it disappears? It won't disappear really. It loses its reality. Disappears in the sense, it loses its reality. That is called mithyatvam. It appears, but it's not real. Marriage water appears, but it is not real, like that. What about the body? World is anatma. What about body? Body is also comes under anatma because it is experienced by me. That is why you say, my hand. Aham is atma, mama is anatma. Aham, I am the subject. Experiencer. In the Atma experiencer, you have to write I am. Aham. In Sanskrit, Aham. In English, I am. I. Experiencer. Bhokta. Subject. This side, Anatma experiencer object is mine, mama. My clip, my book, my house. My car, my bag, my money, my son, my daughter, my body. What is mine is not me. What is mine is not me. Mama is mine. In Anatma, you write mine, M-I-N-E, mine. Mama. Aham mama. Aham is Atma, Mama is Anatma. Why? Because it is object. Experienced by me. Yat yat drishyam tat tat mithya. Drishyatvat ghatavat. Shariram mithya drishyatvat ghatavat. But anyonya adhyasa, instead of saying my body is fat, I say what? I am fat. This is called anyonya sadatyam. Adhyasa. Adhyasa, anyonya adhyasa. Adhyasa sadatyam. I am fat is wrong statement. My body is fat. Similarly, my mind is sorrowful. My mind is sorrowful. My mind is sorrowful, but what we say? I am sorrowful. Poch. I am sorrowful. This is called my mind sorrow. I am superimposing upon me the Atma, the experiencer, the consciousness cells. This mistake we are committing, it is called samsara. No? This is called samsara. This anyonya adhyasa. Mixing up. This mixing up is a problem. So what? segregate, separate. Physically you need not separate, you cannot separate. What to do? Intellectually understand. Intellectually understand. As soon as you understand, that much soon you can enjoy the Atma Jnana Phalam. If I postpone this segregation, this Abhyasa, if I postpone, if I continue in Abhyasa, Aham Sukhi, Aham Dukhi, I am neither Sukhi nor Dukhi, Aham Atma, but I am superimposing mind problems upon me, body problems upon me, family problems upon me, and every problem upon me, I become a problematic person and I blame what? Others. First mother-in-law blame daughter-in-law, daughter-in-law blame mother-in-law. Instead of saying Brahma eva Atma, not knowing that Atma, which is the bhokta, the subject, the experiencer, Drik is I, the Atma, the self. Who is this I, Atma, the self? Brahma eva. Brahma eva. I, the self, the experiencer, Atma, the subject, which is real, is none other than Brahma. Not only Brahma, Brahma eva. You cannot become other than Brahman. Fortunately, unfortunately, Solanuma. Fortunately. I don't want to say unfortunate. It is fortunate. I, the self, the experiencer, who is the experiencer of body, mind, complex, experiencer of the entire world, Vishya Pravancha, along with this body, mind, complex, sense organs, everything comes under anatma. I, the atma, am experiencer, aham brahma, asmi. Who says this? Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. This is the proclamation of Vedic teaching. Yadu Drishyam Tatu Mithya. So what? Dehaha Mithya. Why? Drishyatva. Because it is seen by me, experienced by me. Body is experienced by me. How do you know? I am saying my body, I say. I never say I am body. My body, I say. You say my body or I am body? All of us use the what term you use? My body you say, my eyes, my head, my leg, my mind. What is mine? Not me. My sari, am I sari? My sari is not me. My body is not me. My mind is not me. My mind is mine. What is mine is not me. I am the possessor of the mind and the possessor of the body. Possessor is different from the possessless. Possessor of the body is different from the possessed body. Possessor of the mind is different from the possessed mind. Possessor of the mind is different from the mind which is possessed. That is why you say my mind, my mind, my head has got headache. What do you say? I have got headache. Very easily, your head has got headache, not you. I have got stomach pain. No, you have not got stomach pain. Your stomach has got a pain. But how casually you do this and we mix up and mess up and cry. Lifelong, ஒரே மூடோ மூடு காலையில் ஒரு மாதிரி இருக்கு, மத்தியானம் ஒரு மாதிரி இருக்கு, நைட் ஒரு மாதிரி இருக்கு. That's what Maya. Whole thing is Maya. Anatma is everything is Maya. Which is not there really, but it appears it is there. Body, mind, world, objects, everything. Every blessed thing, whatever I experience is Maya. Non-self. I, the consciousness, I am Brahma, the self. Which is opposite to Maya. That is unreal, I am real. Next shloka. Jnana jnana padarthau dvau.
ஆத்மனோ பந்த முக்திதோ. ஞானம் முக்தி நிபந்தோன்யது. இதி வேதாந்த லிங்கிமஹ.
In the commentary, Sachidanandendra has quoted Taittiriya Upanishad for previous sloka. Anyontara Atma Pranamayaha, Anyontara Atma Manomayaha, Anyontara Atma Vijnanamayaha, Anyontara Atma Anandamayaha. Last is what? Aham Puccham Pratishtha. Aham Brahma. I am the one who is interior to all these five koshas, Taittiriya Upanishad, care of. Brihadaranyaka also he has given, that and all you can see, I need not explain for every class. Now, in this sloka he says, Jnanam Ajnana Padarthau Dvau. Again there are two. I told you, pair, Jnanam and Ajnana. These two are, Jnanam leads to Moksha, அஜ்ஞானம் லீட்ஸ் டு பந்தா. பாண்டேஜ், அஜ்ஞானம் இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு பாண்டேஜ், ஜ்ஞானம் இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு முக்தி. சோ வாட் இஸ் ஜ்ஞானம், வாட் இஸ் அஜ்ஞானம், யூ நோ. அஹம் பிரம்மா அஸ்மி இஸ் ஜ்ஞானம், அஹம் சுகி துக்கி இஸ் அஜ்ஞானம். கிளியர்? தேர்ஃபோர் யூ ஆர் முக்தா ஆர் பத்தா? இஃப் யூ சே அஹம் ஆத்மா, ஐ ஆம் முக்தா. If I mix up and mess up, I am samsari, grihastha, householder, holder of the house. I am miserable, samsari, baddha. Therefore, decide and come to the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.